This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Did you meet my sister at NYU? Or you guys met at the
Y? Yeah, we met at, just like we from doing comedy first. Stop doing the noises. I'm talking, please. What if I just had a full meltdown? Listen, Jeff.
That would be an awesome.
We'd relish it.
Yeah. We would. No, the fans would
Someone
love it.
Someone needs to go off on him. Got off the phone with the unemployment office.
Yeah, you were gone a while.
Yeah, it was, I hope you didn't hear that because I wasn't super kind to them.
Yeah, you were really mean.
Yeah, well, you know what? They're not helping me get another job at a different podcast network.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you should, you famously have not done very well at this podcast network.
That's only socially and with work.
Yeah, okay, so those are like the two big things. Like,
there's also special projects, which they never threw me a bone. I never got to do anything on my own.
Right. I think it's because they don't trust you.
Why? Because I don't have follow through?
Yeah. You seem to know every issue you have.
Well, I did an exit interview and they told me all this. So I'm just spouting their talking points.
I'm surprised the exit interview wasn't an episode of this podcast. I feel like you would have tried to make that content.
They were very clear that this show is over. So now I'm trying to do it on our own. So we're here in our living room.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's sort of freeing to me. Because we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, I felt like you were doing whatever you wanted before, and that was a little the problem.
Really?
Yeah.
That's true. So what would you have suggested I'd done?
I guess like prepared the show, like come up with a segment that wasn't just like, what's this or that? Or a segment that was just you going through a PowerPoint with the like expectation that the guests sort of like try and guess where your like very illogical line of thought could have ever gone.
Yeah, I should have tried that.
I think like as far as like anything you want to do.
Yeah.
Like, why do you want to keep doing this podcast anyway?
Because
like,
I don't have anything else.
You don't have anything else?
I don't have a cat.
Okay, that's one thing. I guess I meant like hobbies, like you have friends. Like, you don't have to do this, especially you're fine.
Yeah, but you're gone all day because you have a job.
Yeah.
I'm sitting at home. All I did was prepare this episode.
Okay, what'd you prepare?
We'll get to it. Okay. We have 45 minutes to fill. All right. We can do whatever we want. I have probably 20 minutes of segments.
And that's what I want to flag. I think if you acknowledge you have 45 minutes to fill and knowingly are only attempting to fill less than half of that.
Well, the rest is supposed to be jovial conversation.
When like, what have you been up to? What have I been up to?
You think it's never been jovial conversation on the show? What about Bond of the Week?
Yeah, that's famously never a conversation. Are you using this as a transition?
What is your Bond of the Week?
I've never gotten to do Bond of the Week.
So I don't know this the is rule. Really exciting.
This is actually kind of exciting.
Do you have anybody in mind? Okay. Basically, and whether this show is on HeadGum or not, every week until the next 007 is cast, we're going to cast our vote for the next James.
Of who James Bond should be.
You can also, if you want, cast side characters. Some people have lobbed up villains. But I'm really excited about my pick, but let's hear yours.
Oh, okay, got it. So you seemed like you just want to say your thing.
No, I want to hear yours as well. I'm giving you the floor first.
Off the top of my head, and I think it's just because this is being sprung on me and I it's the first celebrity that came to my mind.
Yeah.
Max Verstappen.
The F1 driver?
Yeah. Well, he's like 26, which feels like a good age to be James
Bond.
Yeah,
he's not British.
Oh, I forgot that's a rule.
I don't follow that to a T.
Yeah, who's the person you're saying? Are they British?
The person that I was going to say was Chris Colfer.
Are they British? Who's Chris Colfer?
Chris Colfer from Glee.
Which, I didn't watch Glee.
You don't know about Glee?
I know about Glee.
You must not know. Oh, fuck me.
Do it again. Do it again.
I was going to do Chris Colfer, and then I realized I changed it.
What? Give me the inside baseball. Because I don't know what happened and where you went wrong. It seems like you just bitted yourself into oblivion. This whole show is one big hat on a hat. I can't tell anybody to ever listen to this if I'm on an episode because none of it makes sense. You just did two like layers upon layers of jokes that are total in jokes that I barely understand.
I didn't even do it. It'll make sense if I tell you who my actual Bond of the Week is.
Who's your actual Bond of the Week?
Anyone of Sami descent.
I know I'm being tricked.
The Sami people created skiing, if that clears it up for you at all.
Yeah, okay.
Are you familiar with skiing?
I'm familiar with skiing.
What would you say to those who don't know about skis?
I guess I'd say you don't know about ski.
You must not know about skis. You must not know about skis. They're used for getting down a mountain quickly. Sometimes you can drink a shot of whiskey off them. You must not know about skis. You must not know about skis. There's a financial barrier to entry, so don't you ever for a second get to thinking they're not for the wealthy.
I thought you were going to say you must not know Sami.
That would have also
about the
worked.
Sami people.
Yeah.
And so I was, because I'm not familiar with the Sami people, I was afraid to ask because I didn't want to tee you up.
Right.
And then I wish I did because I wish you weren't prepared with that song.
Yeah. Thank you for making me this, by the way. Sure. I've been drinking a lot.
A lot, like, because you're unemployed?
Yeah.
That's okay. Do you still get ad revenue from this, even in doing it in secret?
I never got ad revenue from this. That's actually some inside baseball. I got paid a fee. Okay. I got paid a fee.
So you're doing this for free right now.
Ideally for a fee. I'm still going to send my invoice.
Okay. Well, you've been fired for
been two
weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What happened last week?
Last week, they gave me severance a little bit.
They only gave you 1 week of severance? I feel like you've been doing this for what feels like 100 years.
Well, they gave me 4 weeks of Apple TV Plus. So I got severance I have to finish it in the next 3 weeks.
That's horrible. That's like not good.
I was a contractor. I've always been a 1099.
Also, 4 weeks of Apple TV Plus is like the free trial.
Insult to injury. They didn't even spend any money on my severance package. By the way, I don't like severance.
The show?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the joke you were building to.
Yes.
I
How do you like being the only guest on this show?
It's so much work. It's so hard. I thought it'd be better.
Yes.
There's something about this that feels like, I think especially because I haven't talked to you in like 3 weeks in spite of how we live here, I was like, this will be easy. And then something about this is like, because we haven't talked, but like aside from like half conversation while we were setting up, it's like we are now in this elevated bit mindset. I know I'm being like making such a meta commentary on this show, but I think I just want to get across my struggle.
That was easy.
Oh,
I think it's hard because all my energy is pointed at you.
Yeah, it's certainly energy at me. It's not like this isn't a collaborative environment.
No, it isn't. That was our Bond of the Week. This isn't really a segment, but more of a talking point that you might enjoy a little bit more.
Okay.
Let's talk about dating in LA.
Okay.
I mean, people on the internet love hearing about dating in LA.
Did you not get to do this on like the show? Like, it feels like you're like, you start off with this whole thesis, like you want to do things you haven't done on the show before.
Yeah, but some are staples. Talking about dating in LA with young single people is something I'm interested in.
Has this ever come up on the show?
Yes. It started with Sally Dark Griffin.
Okay.
And then it became dating in New York, asking Mariko what was what in terms of being young, single, flirty, and thriving in, for lack of a better term, Jackson Heights, Queens.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
lack of a better term.
And then I asked Cecily and Lucy, who are dating two people that we know, and now I'm asking you. So it's been 4 weeks.
I feel like I'm a bad person to ask because dating has been exceptionally easy for me.
I feel like you're the best person to ask because you've had a wild ride the past year.
It's been a ride. Yeah, it's been a little weird. I think, you know, in June, like, of last year, I got out of a very long... Not that sounds like I'm... I don't know. This feels like very hard to talk about. Not in a bad way.
Yeah, you don't have to start there.
Yeah.
You left a long-term relationship,
yeah,
which is different.
I left a 5.5-year relationship, and then, you know, a lot of people could say too quickly jumped into a dating scene. And so, if anything, I am, like, I'm at a stage where I'm really trying to, like, focus on myself and, like, that growth. Yeah, it's...
So you're dating yourself in L.A.?
Yeah, but also still... dating in LA, that's the hard thing. I'm not in a place, this is a very earnest answer, I'm not in a place where I think I can like actively speak on or like digest dating on LA, because it feels like something I'm like fairly passive to.
Right.
It's not to say like I'm not actively making decisions in it. I just feel like it feels very amorphous because the transition into it has been very fast.
Of course.
And I'm figuring it out like truly minute to minute.
But would you say that that's the landscape of dating in LA, Los Angeles?
I think it's, I don't know. I'd hate to make an umbrella statement. I'd hate to say it was all like, this is just me.
I feel like every internet comedian or TikToker, that's the point, is to make umbrella statements about dating in LA.
Yeah. I'm
like, dating in LA is like hard because of this one thing. I'm like, not really. It's actually like 40 different things.
Yeah. It's incredibly nuanced. It's like when people on TikTok are like, well, this is specifically what my therapist said. It was like, you are aware that like your therapist is giving advice based on weeks upon weeks of information.
Compounding information about you.
Like, it is so specific, you really can't, like, advice is a different thing,
right?
I think like when they're like,
versus this is therapy for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. It's it's a totally different animal. So I don't know. I think it's funny, like, all internet comedians who do this is like, yeah, I guess maybe I'm not that, like,
no, that's not your brand at all. That's, I think, also why it's fun to talk about.
Yeah, it's also, I'm always like say when a stand-up talks about dating and they're like, oh, I went on this horrible date, or like, I had sex with this person and it was weird.
You just did a stand-up bit about one specific date you went on that was horrible.
The field experience. Yeah, but that was, the date itself was not horrible. Should I just tell the story?
Tell the story, used a different name. Because this is going out to more people.
Yeah, this is so much harder. Okay, so I...
I got you on Field.
Yeah, Jeffrey...
The kink app.
Jeffrey convinced me to join Field, a kink app, which is an app I decided I don't like. I'm not on the apps at all. I feel like here's another thing I'll say, and I'm going to derail it and also make another meta commentary about the podcast.
Yeah.
I've only ever been on this podcast in a Zoom format.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I should address the camera. Like, this feels...
You can address the camera.
Yeah, it feels weird. Like, I'm shooting... It feels like we're making a Girl Defined vlog. Like, where those two, like, who are those, like, Christian influencers?
Or... I like to think about it just as, like, it's an early... It's like, this is a podcast. This is what a video podcast looked like in 2013.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway.
But back to dating in LA for a second. You were just talking about how you were kind of plopped into... the dating scene very fast. Yeah. So let's do this. I think this will be helpful for everybody listening. Between...
You're fully listing.
Okay. And who else was there?
This is getting cut out, right?
No. We'll bleep all of this, but rank them for sure.
Yeah, okay. So this is... this feels horrible.
Let's do physical attraction first.
Well, I think part of the thing is... Yeah, this feels so... Okay, physical attraction?
Yeah.
No, this is terrible.
No, it's not. Everything will be censored. This is between you and me, but it's fun to see your reaction, I think.
Yeah. Okay, God, I fucking hate you so much. Okay, I don't think it's right to rank women.
Of course. We're not ranking women. We're ranking people that you've dated.
Who all happen to be women.
I could do
and
it.
And you said physically. Yeah, rank. Okay. People you've dated in the last year, rank them physically.
Well, that's a little crass.
You just said that.
Let's do this. Three compliments each. For the three people I listed, three compliments. Specific to them. The best part about them.
Okay, three compliments for each. Okay. I would say I think both have the same quality of like you can bring them to any event.
Yeah.
And it's like I don't have to worry about them. Sure. They're like very operable and independent. This feels horrible. I hate this so much.
Let's move on.
I'm gonna veto that. This is a conversation I'm happy to have with you in private. I just like hate you.
Inflation is a thing that isn't going anywhere. I guess the wave up, but we have to talk about it.
We have to.
Inflation is the highest level it's been in 4 decades. But how you experience inflation can vary greatly.
Okay.
You know, depending on what you eat, how much you travel, your other spending habits, etc. So the New York Times created this basically quiz. Okay. And I wanted to see if we could calculate your rate of inflation. Which is just good to know.
Like how much more, like by a percent I'm yes. spending per year.
Correct.
Okay.
So the first question is, did you buy a car in the past year? Your options are, I bought a new car, I bought a used car, I bought a new and a used car, and I didn't buy a car.
I didn't buy a car.
All right, here we go. You're at 7.6% at this point. How much
just from not buying a car? Inflation sucks.
How much do you drive in a week? At least 400 miles, between 150 and 400 miles, or less than 150, or you have an EV.
Oh, geez. Is this something I should count? Like, as a grown-up, I should track my miles? Like, the bad and fair
If
score.
I had to guess, you don't drive more than 150, because you live kind of close to work.
Okay, in a week.
Yeah.
I feel like I drive a lot.
But there's no way it's a... Because if you go from one side of LA to the next, that's like 25 miles.
Yeah, and... So there and back is 25. It's not that I do that every day, I guess, but like I think sometimes I feel like when I'm in the car, it's been forever. Fine, do less than 150 miles.
We could do between 150 and 400.
Yeah, let's hedge up. Like okay. I want my percentage to be kind of high, right?
Okay. How much do you travel?
Like a baller. I travel
three or more trips.
Yeah,
a year.
Or more trips a year.
Okay. There you go.
Ooh, that was a big jump. Are they going to see this graph that you're?
Yes, doing? They are. And then, are you vegetarian?
I'm like flexitarian.
Okay, so no, not vegetarian. So no.
All right, I know, but I feel like it's a little bit of a gradient.
Oh, do you heat your home with oil?
No, I don't think so.
I think we do.
Do we heat our home with oil?
Gas, yeah.
Okay.
Because we have the LA SoCal gas.
Oh, then yeah.
Okay. And then how often do you eat out? Several days of the week or one or two?
We'll say one to two.
Do you pay for school?
I do not pay for school. I'm a working guy.
Your rate of inflation is 11.7%.
And I have no metric for whether that's a lot or a lot. I don't know. What's you do it.
I already did mine earlier, so I have screenshots. The average inflation is 8.5, so yours is high.
Fuck. Wait, do it again.
What would you change? I can adjust any of them.
Make me a vegetarian.
Okay, let's say you're a vegetarian who drives a little less. 11.6. So
what the fuck? Wait, I feel like okay, here's where I got fucked. That yeah. I heat my home with oil.
Which you also don't have a choice.
I don't have a choice. Wait, Scrub, what's the first thing we said?
You said that you didn't buy a car, which do you want to change that?
No, because I feel like that's a trick. I hate that. Sucks so much.
Alright, well yours was 11.6. Let's see what mine was. So average U.S. inflation is 8.5%. The first question is, did you buy a car new or used in the past year? For me, I actually entered an Omaze sweepstakes and lost a Ford Bronco V8. So
you had different answers than I had.
Well, mine was a fill in the blank, and then they changed it to a drop down menu.
Because of your answer.
I can only assume I was one of many people who took some liberties. But yeah, I entered an Ome sweepstakes and lost. But it was this sick, like souped up V8. It was a Velociraptor with like a racing stripe.
Wait, what do you mean you? Sorry, that sounds like a disgusting car. What?
Oh no!
How did this? You entered a sweepstakes. What did you do? What is happening? Oh, did you just snot like boogers into your hand? What happened?
What was your question?
How did the sweepstakes work?
You can enter a certain number of times for free. I ended up paying $50 to get, I think, 1,500 entries. And I lost.
Okay, so you didn't... The first question being, did you buy a car? You didn't, like, lose a car. You lost a sweepstakes.
I didn't lose a car. I didn't get a car because I entered and lost a sweepstakes.
So your answer in the drop-down menu is, I didn't buy a car.
Again, it was a type in your own answer. I don't know if they were beta testing it, but I said I lost a Ford Bronco in a sweepstakes.
How? It's okay. What I will say is that's incredibly sophisticated AI for the New York Times. I understand they're like one of the world's largest publications.
Correct.
But I.
Here's our roommate's dog, Pretzel.
Hello, Pretzel. You know what's funny? When we talked about doing this in the living room, I was thinking, oh, I wonder when Pretzel comes in who she's going to go to. And I had a nightmare scenario where she'd go to you and not me.
Well, she's making the rounds. So anyway, should we continue?
Yeah, keep going. Sorry, you clearly have some funny jokes in here that you wrote in.
So the second one was that, the question is how much do you drive? And I say, well, I'm in the driver's seat, so to speak, sexually. So what I'll often do is instead of driving somewhere, I'll drive someone.
I get what you're saying. But when you say I drive someone, it still sounds like you're driving a car. I get you're making a sex thing. It still sounds like you're just in a car.
Good note.
How did it know what to like go to? You know, like how did when the chart swings, like when you heat your home with oil, how did it know to only go a little bit because you drive someone sexually?
I think it's powered by Watson. I don't know what else to say.
I want also powered by Watson. Insane. Any sort of sexual I don't know. I was going to say any sexual action is free. And I know sex work is. Never mind. I'm not going to pontificate on this. Yeah. That's dumb and regular. I don't want to make an assumption about your sexual lifestyle.
And then they ask, how often do you travel? And the answer is, I can't.
Why?
Because of some airport mishaps.
What? All right. And I fear that the airport mishap, or what would you do, I guess?
Well, I made a joke about concealing a pipe bomb.
Yeah. Okay.
But I was really just talking about my really, really bad gas at the time.
All of these are like, you're saying things in just another cluster of words to make it sound worse and putting in yourself in a worse scenario.
I also edited a plane ticket to say that I was TSA, please check. So it was basically that I was like a person of interest in terms of like airport
security.
Why
did you do that? What'd you gain from being a TSA, please check?
Usually they have a sense of humor depending on which airport you're in. Like at LAX, they're usually like, you know, joking with me a little bit.
What airport caught you?
It was Burbank. I guess because there's like, they have more attention to detail because there's less people.
Yeah, I guess. I want to go back to you said you had a pipe bomb because you had gas.
Yeah, I mean, flying, it does a number on the body.
Yeah, you committed a minor form of domestic terrorism because you had to fart.
That's one way to put it, but honestly, it took my inflation rate down, so it all ends up being worth it in the end.
Yeah, I guess, net.
And then it asks if you're vegetarian or not. I only eat sides, so... Stuff like corn off the cob, tomato gratin, and red bean casserole.
Right. Okay. I said I was flexitarian earlier, which is sort of a meat on the side situation. Does that mean you like if presented on the side and if the side were big enough, you'd eat it?
I guess that now we're getting into a conversation of what constitutes a side because you can definitely have meat in a side.
Right. Exactly. Like steak tartare.
I would say that's an app.
That's an app. Yeah. No, I think you're right. Well, okay. Wait, what's chips and guac? Side or app?
I think that's one of the things that's in the middle of the van, I think.
Okay.
Because what's that?
I was nothing.
Sorry, you were singing.
Yeah, I was just saying it's in the middle of the van. I don't know what that is.
again, I think they were beta testing because I just got this weird computer character. So at least you know your answer, even though it's a little bit above the average.
Sure. Okay. Sure. Sure.
We have to move on.
This song's long.
It's a little too long, probably. It's just hard to edit them down because you'd have to download the sound, edit it in like Premiere, export the wave, and then upload that to...
This
show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
I thought it'd be fun, since we can do whatever we want, to do our own little like Vogue 73 questions.
Sure. The conceit of we can do whatever we want and still talking about inflation for as long as we do.
I think this stuff is interesting. I've tried to make this show a little bit more digestible, a little more highbrow by talking about current events. And last week we talked about how former President Barack Obama thinks there needs to be more regulation around tech.
Okay.
This one's a little bit more fun, all right? If you didn't like inflation, let's do 73 questions.
Okay, yeah, do it.
What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is Cleo from 5 to 7.
Is that an indie movie?
No, it's like a French film at the risk of...
You suck.
Can I say Over the Garden Wall?
Yeah.
Okay, Over the Garden Wall.
Okay.
Not technically a movie, but...
Favorite movie in the past 5 years?
Favorite movie in the past
I'm
5 years.
I'm trying to do it like a guy.
And the year is 2022, which goes all the way back to 2017.
Yeah.
I loved the Lego Batman movie.
Really?
Yeah, I really love it. I think it deserves more praise. I don't know. What are yours?
What are your kinks, by the way? I've never talked to you about this. Praise?
Well, hold on. You answer the question, and then that can be the next...
My favorite movie is The Big Lebowski. My favorite movie in the last 5 years is probably, God, I've hated a lot of the movies I've seen. I liked Cats.
You liked Cats?
I had a fun experience going to watch Cats. Mm. But no, what's the, there was, oh, you know what? Spencer was kind of good.
Okay, I didn't see it.
Kristen Stewart's really good in it.
Oh, I might amend mine and say Parasite.
But I mean, in Parasite's
that
great.
Feels basic.
I don't watch a lot of movies, so like any of the movies that I watch are because I had to be part of the cultural conversation, so anything that I pick from the last 5 years is not going to be interesting.
So you watch Spencer because we're all talking about it?
I watched it with my parents.
Oh, okay.
Favorite movie?
You want to gloss over Kinks, and you were about to read favorite movie again.
Favorite Marvel film?
Favorite Marvel film?
Yeah.
I like... Okay, Ragnarok feels basic to say, but I think that's a very fun one. And then also, I thought Civil War was fun when I saw it. I don't think it holds up.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Multiverse of Madness. I might see it after we're done recording if you want to go.
I have to edit this and get it to Ferris.
Oh, okay.
What, you know what I liked? Into the Spideyverse. Into
that's Spider-Verse. Technically not a, it's not like
Marvel licensed.
Marvel licensed, yeah. I guess, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, better answer than my dumb thing.
I should see Thor Ragnarok because I've heard it's funny.
It's fun. Yeah, I don't know. You might, I don't think you need that much context to see it either.
A movie you've read that
a movie I've read.
Okay, this says a movie you read in school that positively shaped you. Why don't we say a book you read in school that positively
yeah, why
you?
Don't we say a book? I don't know if this positively shaped me. It's certainly the book I've been thinking a lot about.
The Bible.
Yeah, the Bible. I think it's called House of the Scorpion. Mm. And it's about a kid who grows up on this plantation. Everybody's on opium and they're making laudanum, which I believe is opium water.
Yeah.
And he's like not allowed to hang out with other kids because it's revealed he's like the clone of the plantation owner who basically when the plantation owner dies, he becomes like a person and then he finds all this out and starts to take it down. They're like, well, we're going to kill him because we have plenty of other little clone babies to take over the plantation. I think it's called House of the Scorpion.
I read Hollywood by Bukowski when I was like a freshman in high school.
I feel like you went to an all boys private school, and yeah. I feel like it's so dangerous to give a freshman in all boys private school Bukowski.
They didn't give it to me. That was like
you
your
insisted
one...
you fought for it.
Yes, and that was the book that I read and was like, I'm never going to be an alcoholic.
Okay, and
that just positively shaped me, which. That was also my misconception that alcoholism isn't a mental illness.
I also forgot that the caveat of the question was positively shaped you.
That's okay. We have 68 more.
That's okay.
All right, rapid fire the next five.
Wait, okay, and just a flag. Sorry, you said we wouldn't, you had 20 minutes prepared.
Sure.
This is easily 30. This is 72 questions. We could have just done this. We didn't have to talk about dating in LA or inflation. Had I known you had this in your pocket, we could have done this. I could have milked this for 45 minutes.
Okay, well, we have at most an hour.
Okay.
So we could do 3 to 18 more minutes.
All right.
Let's do rapid fire the next five. Favorite TV show that's currently on? Go.
Favorite? Did Killing Eve, did the finale air?
Yeah.
Okay. Killing Eve. Or, I don't know, I really love I Think You Should Leave.
Yeah. Picked up for season 3, although you already knew that.
I already knew that. Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah.
Is a good one.
I'll say What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you about life right now?
Scale of 1 to 10, 6.
Mm. Probably 8 for me.
That's pretty good. Oh, wait, you're an 8, but you're fired. Your mood is...
I'm an optimist. It's got to look up somehow.
Sure.
I'm hoping this episode at least gets my foot in the door for next week.
What do you mean foot in the door? You're making this like unpoliced anyway. This you can if you're doing it now, you can always do it.
Yeah, but I do. I mean, I want it to be what it was. I want to be in studio. I want to have whoever I want on. I want Amir to come back. I want Marika to come back.
So you want Amir, Marika, and Jake to listen to this episode right now. where the first half was me fumbling over because I was too nervous to really break down my dating over the past year because it felt too personal. That's like this whole awkward jibber jabber I gave for most of the time. You think that's going to sell them to bring this back? I'm not a good podcast guest. I just live in your house.
I don't know. I don't know where else to do this. This is like the closest we could get to the HeadGum studio. We're both on chairs and couches, and it looks kind of nice.
It does look nice. Yeah, we're getting great light cresting in.
Let's do this. Samsung or Apple?
Apple, unfortunately.
Twitter or Instagram?
They're both bad, but I guess I'm using Instagram more than I'm using Twitter, and I'm not really using either.
You also rebranded your food Instagram. Do you want to plug it now?
Yes, I've rebranded from Eat Crit George Saba to Food George Saba.
I think Food George Saba.
I think it makes a lot more sense. I think I want to rebrand my regular Instagram to be more like a normal
man
Instagram.
George Saba. I didn't even mean that to be a man George thing.
I was going to make it like RIP George Saba, but
that's good.
Or I might leave it a secret, but I want to rebrand it as well.
You don't even need to answer this next one. It was supposed to be who should everyone be following right now? And I would say at Food George Saba.
At Food George Saba. Yeah. Wait, can I use it?
Is great. What's your favorite food?
Lately, what have I been thinking about lately? I mean, the mushroom lava. French dip. I do love lava. I've been making sill beer a lot lately.
I misspoke. What's the opium water?
Oh, laudanum. Labna is sieved out Greek yogurt. So it's actually a thing. But I've been making sill beer, which is Turkish eggs, a lot lately.
That's cool.
Just sort of living off it. But I'm going to do a mid-episode plug because this will come out this Friday.
You mid-episode, like it's in the middle of the episode, or it's going to be, you're plugging like a kind of mid-episode?
It's happening in the mid, I'm plugging in the middle of this episode, obviously. Obviously, welcome back, Pretzel. this will come out the 13th?
Yeah.
Okay. You can still put in orders if you live in Los Angeles for Virginia Moss. That's Virginia like the state, Moss like the growth _. It's a place you can eat mine and Sarah Linden's food and drink our drinks. This particular pop-up, you would pick up your food on Sunday, May 15th. And it's our take on like fast food and stuff. And it's yummy.
Sliced Cuban.
Yeah, it's a Cuban smash burgers. We got some fried okra. We got some dirty martini jello shots. It's sort of like, we love the upstairs downstairs of it all.
Yeah, it's really, it's going to be exciting.
And then we'll
when do you close?
It's all day Friday. So midnight for Saturday is when we'll stop taking orders.
Oh, I thought it was going to be on Sunday.
It is on Sunday, but if you
orders.
Yeah, we're taking orders and then you come pick it up and you'll pick it up as long as you have an order. We'll do it whenever.
All right, we got to get through a lot of these. This is truly rapid fire. 1 to 5 word answers.
Okay.
Least favorite food.
Bugs. Rapid fire.
What do you love on your pizza?
Cheese and sauce and other ingredients.
Favorite drink?
I was going to say soda. That's not true. I love a classic daiquiri.
Favorite dessert?
Tiramisu.
Chocolate bars or ice cream?
Ice cream.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
What's the hardest part about being a student?
Homework.
What's your favorite band?
I was going to say The Strokes. I don't think that's true. Right now, I love Cheek Face. I've seen them twice in like the past couple months.
Favorite solo artist?
Sidney Gish.
Favorite song?
Favorite song in general, All Blank Sign.
If you could sing a duet with anybody, who would it be?
Frank Sinatra.
If you could master one instrument, what would it be?
The piano.
If you had a tattoo, what would it be?
I think it would say All Blank Sign.
To be or not to be?
That is, I would not be.
Dogs or cats?
Cats.
Bird watching or whale watching?
Whale watching, I guess.
Best gift you've ever received?
Advice.
Best gift you've ever given?
I got a really good gift from my boss for his birthday last week, but I decided it was too good of a gift, so I decided not to give it to him. I'm gonna save it for the holiday.
You're an idiot. What did you get him instead?
I got him. I didn't get it. Well, I made him like, I make him a cocktail every Friday.
Yeah.
It's sort of a fun little thing. Yeah. It sounds unfun. It sounds like I'm making my boss a cocktail every Friday, but it is, it's fun. I like it. But it's a, the actual gift was he loves tennis. And he loves Roger Federer. So I got him a Roger Federer signed tennis ball.
That's amazing. Oh, for the holidays.
For his birthday, it's just like a nice little, like, it felt like a good boss gift because you can just like keep it on his desk and like it has like value.
That's true.
But I decided it was too good of a gift because I feel like an easy gift to give your boss is always booze. And so I'm just going to wait it out.
That's fair. Last gift you gave a friend?
Last gift I gave a friend, I'm sure I gave some. Oh, I brought back like cheese from Italy for Sarah Linden.
What's your favorite game?
My favorite game? Holy, you answer that.
Probably pool.
I love pool. I'll say pool too.
What's your favorite place to visit?
Right now it's been Italy.
Italy.
Yeah.
What's the last place you visited?
Charleston, South Carolina, which is also another place I love to visit.
What country do you wish you could visit?
Again? Or I guess Italy, but I'm going to say Japan. I think I love Japan.
What's your favorite color?
I love I love earth tones, so I'll go say green like this couch.
Least favorite color?
I don't know, like too harsh of a red.
Shoes or shirts?
Shoes or I guess shirts because I've been buying a lot of cabana wear, but I'm in the market for a good pair of like closed-toed beach shoes, like a beach lover.
Beach party or romantic dinner?
Those are so different. I guess romantic dinner, but I like both things. Beach party maybe also.
Jogging or aerobic exercise?
What was the first one?
Jogging or aerobic exercise?
Isn't jogging an aerobic exercise? Yes. Yeah, I guess jogging.
Road trip or cruise?
Road trip.
If you had one superpower, what would it be?
Invisible.
What's the weirdest word in the English language?
I'm going to change my other one to teleporting. I think I'd be on time.
That's going to be your answer to that one. What's your favorite flower?
I love a morning glory.
When was the last time you cried?
Oh, I was talking about this last night. I sort of tear up every time I talk about it. I'm going to do another plug.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of my youngest sister, Margot. She has a music,
Girl George.
Yeah, her thing is Girl George, the girl, and then G-O-R-G-S, like my name. She did name it after me. It's very sweet. She has an album coming out June 20th. You can buy her merch and you can pre-order it.
Do you like your own handwriting?
No, I used to. Sometimes I think it's good when I'm writing something. And I look at it on the whole page. I'm like, that was bad. But letter to letter, sometimes I like it.
Do you cook?
All the time.
What is your least favorite thing about yourself?
I've been having trouble putting down boundaries lately, but it ebbs and flows always.
I feel like you and I always struggle with that.
Yeah, it's the boundaries thing and putting myself first while still showing I care about others.
Ram Dass says that by helping you, you help me.
Is this like specific to us? Or are you making an umbrella statement on?
No, Ram Dass says that about everybody.
Who's Ram Dass?
He's like a spiritual.
You don't know Ram Dass.
You must not know about Dass. He studied under the Maharishi. But
you must not know that's Maharishi. Really... I don't know who they are also.
Forget it. What's your most favorite thing about yourself?
My most favorite thing about myself? I think I can learn things very, very quick.
What are you listening to right now?
What am I listening to right now? Music-wise, my Discover Weekly.
Favorite smell?
Favorite smell? Fresh Baked Cookies.
What's that?
Fresh Baked Cookies, like when they fill a house.
This is probably mine. It's the Maison Louis Marie number 4.
It's nice.
It's like the most affordable sandalwood candle that doesn't smell like ass.
I spilled a candle in my car and I haven't cleaned up the wax. It's still in there. But when the it gets hot out, it makes the car smell good. So I kind of like that.
Who was the last person you talked to on the phone?
The last person? My boss.
Thought it was me. You called
me. I did call you. I called you. Yeah.
Who was the last person you sent a text to?
You.
A sport you wish you could play?
I wish I could. Oh, fuck. I feel like I can do it all, baby.
Coolest haircut?
I think I want to bleach my hair.
That'd be cool. Sunglasses. That's the question.
I don't own sunglasses, but I like them. I think it's just hard to find the pair for you.
Scary film or happy endings?
I like both.
I think they meant the TV show.
Oh, so a scary film or the show Happy Ending?
Yes.
I maintain I like both.
Okay. Favorite season?
I like spring right now.
I think they were talking about the show.
Oh, favorite show of Happy Endings?
Favorite season of Happy Endings.
Yeah, I think it only lasted 3.
Yeah, I think the second one was good. 3 people alive or dead that you'd like to have dinner with?
3 people alive or dead I'd like to have dinner with. I don't know. Skip it past.
Ram Dass, the Maharishi, and then pick one of the 3 women.
Well, the Sami people who invented.
Oh, that's really good. Hugs or kisses? I know this answer.
Kisses, baby.
Lady Gaga or Katy Perry?
Lady Gaga.
Where were you born?
In Cincinnati, Ohio.
What is the furthest you've been from home?
Italy.
Sweet cakes. Sweet cakes or savory buns?
I guess sweet cakes, but I like both.
Lipstick or lip gloss?
Gloss. Stick. Fuck. I don't know. This feels like one of those things I'll get canceled for.
What book have you read again and again?
The Bible. House of the Scorpion. No. book have I read again and again? I don't know. I'm hung up on the lipstick lip gloss one because I feel like if I said gloss, we're like, gloss! And if I say stick, and I'll say stick, I don't know. I don't know enough about the lip
things. Favorite bedtime story? This one will be easier.
I'm going to say Goodnight Moon, but that's not true.
I like Corduroy.
Oh, you know what? I like that book that makes me really sad, I Love You Forever.
Mm.
I think it's what it's called, right? And the picture is the baby by the toilet.
I don't know if I've ever read that one.
It's like heart-wrenching.
It's hard because like you don't have to read the classics. Like you have to read what you like.
Sure. A bedtime story is different than a children's book, though, in my mind.
Okay, that's true. What would be the title of your autobiography?
He Did It Again.
Favorite sound?
Squawk!
Favorite animal?
A bear, but that's not true.
Who's your crush?
Jodie Comer.
Last photograph you took?
I think it does a screenshot count?
Yeah.
It's a picture of a bathroom I liked.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
Joe?
Did we make it through all of them?
We did. We made it through another episode of the HeadGum Podcast. We're alive and well. I thought this
went
really well.
Don't end the podcast with that kind of sentence if you think this is a pleasurable experience for all. Don't be like, we made it through. Which, you're right, we did make it through, I think, by the skin of our teeth. But, like, you're showing your hand that you know this is hard.
I think this was a fun episode. I had fun with it. I know the edited version is going to be great.
The edited version is going to be mostly cutting out all these women's names.
They're people you dated, and they're all great people, and I love all of them.
All right.
No, I thought this was fun. I think people are going to like it. I think that this is going to be a good print to send to, at the very least, Marika.
Yeah, I think at the very least, Marika.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the HeadGum Podcast. That's the name of it. So how can it exist without HeadGum? So bring me back. We'll see you guys again next week. You can follow George on Instagram at @FoodGeorgeSaba, on Twitter at @GeorgeSaba, right?
Yeah.
And then you can follow me at Jeffrey James on Instagram at @JeffBoyardee on Twitter. We'll see you guys again next week. Actually, no, that's Dawes, folks. That's Ram Dawes, folks. For that?
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And
why
don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.